A very warm welcome to any parent or carer listening to this recording. I thought it would be a good time to provide you with an update as we come to the end of this term and we have a two-week holiday coming up in front of us. We know that a holiday doesn't always mean a break in learning, and for any young person who has not yet been issued with specific work from a class teacher, can check out Teams and the school website for work to continue with. Senior pupils also have access to Scholar and the National Study Support offer, which is offered through eSoil. Further information about this can be found on our school website. Can I take a moment to thank all of you for supporting the school with the wearing of face masks and with lateral flow tests? All of these measures are necessary to keep people safe and to be able to continue to attend school and avoid any additional disruption to learning. We have some changes to staffing over the next few weeks. Mrs. Kirk, the Principal Teacher of Guidance for Isla House, is leaving to start her maternity leave. Any parent or carer of Isla House should still contact the school, and Mrs. Thompson, the house head for Isla, will follow up any queries. Mrs. Van Geet from our Support for Learning department leaves us this week to take up a new post in Aberdeen, and we wish her well. Joining us in the Support for Learning department is Mrs. Harrison, and I'm delighted to be able to say that Miss Hijazi is returning to the Maths department following her maternity leave. Despite the restrictions and the limitations of the pandemic, we have had a record number of our young people trained in Can I coaching, and there is work due to start with parents over the next term. We also recently took part in the Regional Hydrogen Challenge, where we came a very respectable second, and we will be heading through to the national finals. Great work by our team of pupils, and let's keep our fingers crossed that they can come back with something. On Wednesday of this week, we held a very successful S2 Fit for Girls event, where the pupils spent an afternoon taking part in a range of physical activities organised by the PE department. We have appointed our senior pupil leadership team, who have made an excellent start in collating and sharing all of the clubs on offer in the school across the week. These are being shared via our bulletin and on notice boards, and they are also shared via Twitter when we send home the daily pupil bulletin to keep parents informed of what's going on in the school for pupils. I've had an excellent response to our Have Your Say focus, with pupils having the opportunity to tell me what we need to do to improve to make the experience of young people in Craigie High better. A major focus of these feedback sessions is the need to improve access to toilet facilities across the school. I'm very conscious that this is an area that needs to be addressed. I'm meeting with the pupil leadership team this week to see what else we can do to improve the pupils' experience. Training for our Raising Attainment mentors recently took place. The mentors will support a number of young people across the senior school who feel that they need some additional support with their learning and with learning some study skills that will support them in their attainment over the next few months. We are in the process of preparing the school for the inclusion of the UNCRC into Scottish law in November and are currently reviewing all of our practices to make sure that young people's rights are at the heart of everything that we do. If you're not already following us on Twitter, please do so, as it is an excellent way that departments and the school can keep you up to date with what's happening in relation to learning and teaching, and to announce the significant achievement of our young people. We know that the pandemic has had a significant impact on the mental and emotional well-being of our young people, and we are keen to find out what you and their concerns are. Immediately after the holidays, some links to questionnaires will come out asking you to tell us what you or your child is feeling regarding attending school and what we can do to help. We will use the information from these questionnaires to adapt some of our courses to make sure that we're doing everything we can to support you and your child at a time that continues to bring many challenges, both in school and at home. We are committed to our cost of the school day programme and are doing everything we can to cut the cost to parents and carers, including removing costs for technical and health and food technology courses, amongst a number of other areas. This also coincides with a pledge from the Scottish Government to remove the core costs attached to learning. We continue to build our stocks for the Craigie Larder and our new school uniform items. If you feel that you would like some support with any of these areas, please contact your child's guidance teacher. I plan to do more of these updates as the session progresses to improve the number and the quality of communication with home. What would help us to this respect is keeping emails and phone numbers up to date. It's really important that we have up-to-date information so that we can make contact when necessary or in the case of an emergency, but also to allow us to be able to send text messages and group calls to share information with you. If you are changing your phone number or your email address or any other aspect of personal information, can you please phone the school office and let them know? We are always on the lookout for new parent council members. At the moment, all of our meetings are on Teams and we meet once per term for usually around an hour. It is an excellent chance for you to be involved and contribute to improving the school for all of the pupils. If you're interested, please phone the school and leave your details and I will make contact with you. I would like to extend a warm welcome to all of our S1 pupils and parents or carers. I have had the privilege of visiting all S1 classes and have been very impressed with how well they have settled in. And the very positive feedback that I've had from staff around the attitude and the readiness for learning that our S1 are currently displaying has just confirmed this view. Our ESA department have taken part in the Tayside virtual sports event where two of our pupils have been nominated to take part in the national championships. Other highlights have been ESA classes meeting new authors through the Scottish Book Trust virtual tour. And we've also taken part in a variety of Dundee COP26 events such as webinars, workshops and competitions. I would like to finish this recording by again thanking each and every parent or carer who continues to work with us to provide the best experience for everyone in the Craigie community. We don't always get everything right, but by working together, we can certainly make a positive difference and make sure that we're doing our best to make it the best place for our young people to attend. So thank you, and I hope that you have a lovely holiday. Take care and look after yourselves. Thank you.